The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week, where kids are helping others. You know, this Listener Appreciation Day thing is turning into the text question of the day.
Oh, things we can do?
Yeah, listeners are texting in things they'd like us to do for them in exchange for them listening.
Oh, this could be dangerous, though.
A 630 texter says, for Dr. Most, I'd like him to come in and do an in-home prostate exam.
Gross.
He's a doctor.
I don't
think
he's...
It's a medical procedure. Had four this week.
No, no.
From Most?
Okay. Nobody, no. No, no, no.
I didn't know you guys were that close.
No. I mean, that's not something like...
Probably violated several HIPAA codes just by bringing that up.
You did, Steve.
Yeah. Kid of the Week is what we do every week on a Tuesday, and a kid going above and beyond for the community is what we look for. There are so many nominations. It's hard to pick just one. But if you go to WGNRadio.com/contest and submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week, they just might be that kid. And in December, we choose the Kid of the Year from all 2016 Kid of the Week winners. You know, Mary and Dave picked the Kid of the Year, and there's another friend of the show who said, you know, I may kick in some money, too, for the Kid of the Year.
Money?
Yeah.
Not for us, Mayor.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you don't get paid to pick the kid, you weasel.
Bribed?
No, the money goes to the scholarship for the kid.
Right.
Great folks at Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at Ray at RaymondDeals.com. Got a $5,000 prize for the Kid of the Year. You can go online to WGNRadio.com/contest to submit your entry. Of course, the Kid of the Week always wins, too. So, you know, it's a good thing for good people like young Tanner, who we're about to meet right here. Would you like to say hi to Tanner? Tanner is this week's Kid of the Week.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Tanner.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Tanner sounds like Jacobson. How about the voice on this kid? There's a future Orion Samuelson here. Do you know who Orion Samuelson is, Tanner?
I do not know.
Okay. He's got a deep voice like you. Do people tell you you have a deep voice?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. So, Tanner, what do you want to be when you're old?
I actually want to be a police officer.
Well, that's very nice. Where's that inspiration come from?
I don't know. I just want to get out and help people and do good, so I thought, why not?
No cops in the family?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's talk about you for a second here. You're a junior where? What school?
At Harlem High School in McChesney Park.
This is the big year, dude. This is the big year. Are you getting it done? Are you getting it done grade-wise?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Because it's the big year for grades, big year for your testing, your SATs, your ACTs, your BVDs, your all of them.
Right? Yeah, I know all that, and that's a struggle.
All right, you're going to get it done, man. I have nothing but faith in you. Yeah, so you had a question for
Tanner? Did you say Tinley Park?
No, McChesney Park.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, so you're working on a project now, your Eagle Scout project. What are you doing?
I am building a... platform and ramp for a handicap accessible platform and ramp for my bleachers at the high school.
How about that?
Very cool.
Nicely done by you. Do you have any carpentry skills or engineering skills of any kind?
No, but my dad is an engineer and he's helped me out with the design of it.
He's the new Mr. Fix-It.
This isn't like the school science project, though, right, where dad does everything and the kid gets the credit?
No, not at all.
All right, because you're doing the Eagle Scout thing. You got to do the work, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm told you're doing a great job. School's got about 2,000 students. The project will cost around, what is it, $35,000?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of pressure, bud. I no wonder they got you on it, so you can get it exactly right.
Yep.
Could be a full-time job, but you're getting that done with everything else?
Yep.
Well, Tanner, you're an impressive young man.
Thank you.
And for being on the show and for being Kid of the Week, let's go live to Mike Jacobson, who will now tell us what we'll be giving away.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just glad you didn't catch me off guard here.
No.
we'll give him a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field. You a soccer fan, Tanner?
Yeah, I am.
Cool. July 27th. You're there, my man.
These are some of the best players in the world.
It's going to be a fantastic match. So if you're a soccer fan, that's right up your alley. And you like pizza, of course. So we'll give you a Lou Malnati's gift card, $25 there. And we'll send you over to App, too, $25 gift card as well.
No, it's 50 at App.
$50 at App.
Yeah, $50 at App. because it's Tanner.
Well, of course. You
get $50 at Apt as well. So all that for you, dude, just for being Kid of the Week. And keep up the great work, and good luck with that project.
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on. That's Tanner. You have time to talk to me. He's got to go out and build a ramp.
Yeah. Think about that. A $35,000 handicap accessible ramp.
To turn it over to a 16 or a 17-year-old.
That's really cool. That's a big project.
Must be people with a lot of faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he must have great carpentry skills.
Tanner the Eagle Scout.